pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, the head football coach at Kearney High, Brandon Cool, as we begin our run through the Tri-Cities, at least of the teams that are practicing at Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Also on the program today, we are going to be talking with Daryl Stuckey, the fine defensive back from the University of Kansas.
Doug, I think an interesting college football note. Ohio Bobcats left guard. Did you hear about Mike Einon? Last week he won $250,000 in the Ohio lottery. Takes home $172,000 of that. Starting left guard. He's a senior accounting major, so he knows what to do with that. Senior accounting major. So Frank Solich, Noah Keller, they're all out for supper, all throughout camp. All throughout camp. That's the excitement out of Ohio Bobcats camp. This is a little tidbit I picked up along the way. I don't know. You know, Nebraska gets on their second week in camp. There's some hitting going on. People are getting nicked up and bruised up. Not a lot is being said about the injury situation in Lincoln. And I wonder if that's the way Bo Pelini's going to handle it, or once you get in the season, there'll be more release. Because not a lot of these injuries are being talked about. Many people think LaTravis Washington perhaps had arthroscopic knee surgery last week, but nobody will say that, at least confirm that. He is sidelined, Mike McNeil sidelined, Javario Burke sidelined. Several players not only vying for playing time that should be in that starting lineup, starting roles, have been sidelined due to injuries. And they say nicks and bruises, and you're going to get some of that. But, boy, usually a bruise or a nick doesn't keep you out of Division I football practice.
We're talking about practice.
Well, and it's pretty early to be smacked around. I guess if you've been working out, I mean, you're seeing your first contact, so you expect to see some of those little minor sprains and bruises. But it's something they're going to have to play through. This team's got to be tougher. And if they expect to be a physical ball club, they're going to have to be a lot tougher. And who knows, maybe they are. But we'll see. We'll see. There's still a lot of practice to go. But you're getting into the point now where, and this is where the coaches are talking to, we need to be past knowing what we have to do, and we have to be doing it. I mean, we have to know our playbook by now. We have to know our assignments by now. We don't need to be stopping practice to say, you're in the wrong spot, you're in the wrong spot, what are you doing? Because we need to be past that so we can start working on execution and how to do things properly. And this is where we are in the process leading up to the first game of the season.
It's tough, though, to develop continuity, tough to develop, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, basically where things are rolling and it's full steam ahead when you don't have the people that are going to be in there hopefully once the season starts. You know, the continuity, I guess, would be the word. You know, when you're trying, you know, even something as far as getting off the ball. You know, Joe Gans had three games last year, had spring football. Yes, he's been around the system a long time. The offensive line has been around, most of them. The one person that hasn't, though, is Javario Burks. And, I mean, he was the one that if you look at the whole roster and the whole front, you know, four or six guys and their backups up there, for those guys to be able to come off the ball and to make some noise and to do what they're supposed to do. He's a guy that's really got to be getting the reps right now, and he's not getting those because of high blood pressure, we're told.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow on the program, we start our high school weekly previews with Bob Jensen. He is going to join us. We're going to talk with Bill Carlin from Adams Central, also tomorrow on the program. And, of course, we'll continue our Big 12 talk as well. Ed Stewart is going to be our guest tomorrow on the show, and we will hear from him. So we got a pretty full show tomorrow. If there's something you'd like to discuss, love to hear from you at 1-888-455-ESPN. Of course, you can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, the Olympics. Michael Phelps now 3-for-3.
You know, I think well, he was so far ahead. The third one was kind of, they should have just gave it to him and saved his energy for the other ones, because that was not much of a race. Did actually turn over last night. Got to see a women's race. I don't know particulars on what race it was, but there was a girl, lady, woman from Australia, Liesl Jones. They call her Lethal Jones because she's the best swimmer in the Australian. Well, so then they go on to tell you she had a bad race, got second, and then she had a bad race in another Olympics and got third. And I'm thinking, well, if she's so lethal, she's never won a gold medal. She won the gold medal last night. American actually got second. That's the race I saw. But Michael Phelps, did see Michael Phelps get to put the medal on him and his mother and, of course, the cheering section.
Did you see the race?
No.
He goes for two more tonight, and he can become the winningest gold medal athlete in the history of the Olympics. So already the talk today is he the greatest athlete ever in Olympic history?
I guess I'm not well enough versed, and tough to compare sports. 9 is what he's got right now.
Right. Mark Spitz and Carl Lewis also have 9. Troutman's Tuesday trivia, by the way, later today.
What happened? What happened to Mark Spitz? Why did he not compete in more Olympics? Do we know that answer to that?
He's
I don't.
In 2 of them.
But he got all those medals in one of them, right?
No, 7 in 1.
Yes, but I mean, 7 of them came in one Olympics. I mean, you would have thought maybe he'd have quite a few more. I mean, I guess if you look back at, and how great, you know, at that time, what a great swimmer he was, what a great Olympian he was.
If Michael Phelps gets all 8, then I suppose you have to say yes. Right now, no. Greatest Olympian ever. Right now, no. If he gets all 8, well, yes, because then he's going to have 14 gold medals. I would say Carl Lewis is number 1. And again, that's just my opinion. That's just my thought. You can say, well, you jump in a pool and you swim. Well, you have all the different things and you rely on some teammates. Carl Lewis had to rely on some teammates. And virtually running is running. But, you know, there's long jump. There's some of the other things that he did. I guess I would just say Carl Lewis right now. As far as when you take a look at least those 3 as the greatest Olympian of our time.
But 9 gold medals. Now, you know, to win that many, you know, and you know, I guess if you're Spitz or you're Phelps, and just the variety of the races. I mean, I say it's not like you won 9 of them in the 400-meter freestyle, and that was your deal. You know, that was your main race. That was your forte. You run them in an array. You know, different things, different, you know, backs, you know, different events. I mean, that's what makes it so special.
So the Olympics continue today. The good thing about this Olympics is they are running a lot of events early in the morning in Beijing for all of that, and also that allows a lot more events to be witnessed live here. They're running some early in the morning, so what you're seeing at night is 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning their time. What you're seeing in our morning is actually nighttime over there, so it's about a 12-hour difference, and so it works out real well.
Yeah, you know what? I think that they've done a great job, really. If you're into the Olympics, I've had a lot of people say, I can't believe you haven't watched more Olympics. Well, there are people out there that search out and have got to see a lot of the Olympics, and that's wonderful. That's super and great if you follow it.
ESPNSuperstation.com, our poll question, how much of the Olympics are you watching? Log on and vote today, ESPNSuperstation.com. Let us know how much of the Olympics you are watching. Of course, if you miss any of our interviews or any of the program, you can always log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Catch the podcast. Any show from the last few months is on there. Any of our great interviews from Big 12 football or baseball or whatever you want to listen to is there, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Of course, the courtyard, beautiful time of the year to enjoy the courtyard. All you have to do is log on to ESPNSuperStation.com for more information. Well, yesterday, Class A and B high school football teams across the state and any school that plays a week zero, and it's way down. Class B going to the Class A schedule that we've had the last couple of years. This is the first year for them. We had a lot more the last time around that the state set up the schedule of these week zero games. They did a lot better job this time around, and I suppose some of that has to do with Class B being scheduled as a regular Class B game on week zero. Just three games in our area. Wood River and Gothenburg are playing, Southern Valley and Cozad are playing, and Arapahoe's playing at Maxwell as far as those week zero games. But Class A and B will get underway on the 28th for Hastings. They go to Columbus, and then what a way to start the season. Grand Island at Kearney. And for the first time in a number of years, the Islanders are higher rated than the Bearcats, and they've got a lot coming back for Kearney. As far as starters, not as much coming back, and with their first couple of practices under their belt, we welcome in the head coach of the Bearcats here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Brandon Cool. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Well, I've seen the kids out there. It looks like you got about 200 of them out for football.
Well, we got our biggest numbers we've ever had. We're working about 120, 122 guys, and so we've got multiple guys going in all direction, and we definitely have a handful of them that are somewhat confused, but we'll get those things ironed out this week, and Mother Nature's been good to us, and hopefully that'll continue, but otherwise we've gotten off to a great start.
Coach, talk about that for the general football fan, maybe for the parent or the grandparent. It's so much different than when we were in high school or back in your days at Aurora when, you know, maybe it wasn't quite a 12-month sport for what you did in those first couple of weeks of two-a-days or practice were a little bit different than they are now. And you've got so many kids, but so many assistant coaches that can handle those. What do you do these first couple of days that maybe is a lot different than back in the day when you went to fall camp?
Well, I think the key part, it's been like this for many years, the first 2 days are without any pads. The only thing we have on our helmets. So we do a lot of technique stuff just to kind of knock the rust off of where we want the kids to position their body, how to properly hold a football, how to tackle properly, and just do those in about one or two steps just to kind of get things somewhat organized so when we're ready to get the pads on here Wednesday and Thursday, we can get just right into the technique aspect of football. And then along with that, we add a little bit more, probably a little bit more conditioning here the last couple days. And then finally, we do have a handful of team defense and team offensive times where we'll get the whole group together. Like this morning, we did a cadence drill just to get off the ball, hopefully get everybody off on the same cadence and just try to easily just get guys accustomed to what we're going to do once the pads come on tomorrow.
Coach, so much more goes on in the summer fitness-wise. How fit and were you impressed with how the kids came into camp?
Our kids did a great job of preparing themselves for their football season. We are excited about it. I think the key part that we got to understand is as much conditioning and as much strength training that we put in during the summer, we can just do a lot of pure football stuff next week after our first scrimmage. Again, like I said, I'm very proud of our kids, and it's definitely shown here in the last couple of days on how well-conditioned they've become and the enthusiasm that they've had from the preparation all summer long.
Brandon Cool, the head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, not a lot of starters. In fact, Brady Roeder's about all you've got coming back from that starting experience, but I know you've got some kids, because of the success you've had, that have at least played quite a few minutes. How do you feel about all these young kids or younger kids coming in?
Well, that's been the case for us the last two or three years. We've had to graduate a lot of seniors, and then we just try to bring up the next crew and get them ready to go in our sophomore and JV program. And nothing's different here this fall. We have Brady Roeder, a starter on both sides of the ball, is our only returning starter, like you said. But we have a lot of guys that have some opportunity to get on some special teams or were in backup roles last year that we're going to have to lean on for that experience. Anytime you're talking about high school football, you got to be able to find the guys up front in the offense and defensive lines, and we're very inexperienced there. So we'll be very simple what we do with those guys. We're going to have great competition here in the next couple weeks for those positions, and we're just glad to kind of get started and kind of feel where our kids at and what they can do, and we'll definitely know that once we get the full pads on here in the next couple days.
Coach, who is a leading candidate to take over the quarterback role for your team?
Well, right now we're going to look at two guys. Jordan Moncrief is a senior. He's played quarterback for two or three years in our system, and tremendous athlete, tremendous leader. And then Brandon Landanger, he's a junior kid. Brandon's got great throwing ability. The key for Brandon is just gaining that JV/varsity experience and getting some reps underneath his belt. So those two guys will compete for that starting job this fall.
You had a pretty high-potent offense with so many weapons the last couple of years. You got to replace Rustin Dring and Brett Maher and folks like that. Obviously, at a program like Kearney High, there are kids that can come in and fill those roles. Who's, I guess, maybe the best, the next big star might not be quite the way to put it, but who's going to put his name on the front page this fall?
Well, within our offense, you're talking about to start with our backfield. Jordan Moncrief, that quarterback, and Brandon, whoever we choose there, got great foot speed. And then you're looking at Brady Roeder or Josh Mead, probably at like a fullback. And then you get Vinny Molina and Brian Geiser at I-back. So if you go with Moncrief and put Josh Mead in there and Vinny Molina, this might be the fastest crew that we've ever had all together at Kearney High School. Receiver-wise, we got great skilled guys that were backup guys last year. Brant Hopped, Jack Chatlin, Sam Weber. Those are some guys that had an opportunity to be backup guys and got some playing experience. Chandler Clutie is one of those guys that had some game experience last year. So skilled-wise, we feel like we're going to be able to be competitive at the Class A level. So as we said earlier, it's the guys up front that we got to kind of test and see what we can get done there. But offensively, we feel like we got some guys we can throw the ball and run the ball with.
Coach, who spent some time on the lines last year with some game experience, maybe not starting experience, but who's kind of the cornerstone you look for some leadership up front to get the job done?
Well, to answer your question, we have zero guys that have any type of experience in the offensive line. Last year we were senior, dominant, two deep all the way through. So to answer that question, that's pretty difficult for me. But otherwise, guys up front, the guys that have prepared themselves, we'll have about 15 to 16 seniors up front that'll compete. We'll have about four or five juniors, and I just don't have enough time to name all those guys because they're all in the same boat. The guys that can stay healthy and make some improvements here the next 2 weeks are going to be in that starting lineup against Grand Island here in week three.
And you bring that up, Kearney Bearcat coach Brandon Cool joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The way you start the season is going to be a little different. Norfolk came in decimated last year, and I guess if you could say it was a kind of an easier game, it was, and Grand Island sure isn't going to be that way. And these kids are going to have to grow up pretty quick, I guess.
We feel like Grand Island is going to be one of the top three or four teams in the state of Nebraska. And if they keep a couple of those guys healthy all year long, they might be knocking on the door in Lincoln here in November. It's a very difficult draw for us week one with the inexperience that we have in certain spots. But again, we have to play those guys sometime, whether it's week one or week nine like we did a year ago. Grand Island just going to come in. It's going to be a great atmosphere for our kids. It'll be a great learning experience for our kids. But in 3 weeks from now, I guarantee the Bearcats will be ready to compete against Grand Island.
Coach, I know this question was asked of Bo Pelini. How soon before this first game do you implement a game plan, and how much of it's just taking care of you and getting yourselves ready?
Well, we're taking care of ourselves here this week, and then we'll scrimmage on Saturday. We're going to even take care of ourselves next week and have our soap scrimmage on Friday, with the exception of maybe about one or two sessions in our practice schedule next week that we'll kind of focus a little bit on Grand Island's offense and Grand Island's defense. And then the following week will be obviously all full Grand Island stuff. So the key for us is we're really concerned about what we're doing with our guys, and Grand Island's probably a week and a half to 2 weeks away from even getting a chance to look at them.
Well, it'd be perfect to guarantee a win right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're having Coach Tom, and I'm sure he'd like to talk about it too.
Well, you're definitely not going to get that out of me. It's going to be a barn burner of a football game.
Well, I can't wait to get Coach Tomlin on and razz him about the lack of offense in the Shrine Bowl. So maybe it'll be a low-scoring game between the Cats and the Islanders. Brandon, we'll catch up with you closer to kickoff to start the season. And as always, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Appreciate your coverage, guys.
Take care. Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Bearcats. Justin, they're good. Two losses the last 2 years? That ain't bad, people. Ain't bad.
You go back 11-1 a year ago, they lose everybody on the lines. Everybody on the lines. So you see the Class A preview and the Huskerland prep? Well, they're going to be towards the bottom. I mean, they don't have anybody to block for anybody. They're going to be tackled 2 yards in the backfield. Bob Jensen's got him second. Second behind Lincoln Southwest. They got a number of kids out. They will plug people in. And you know what? We just talked to one of the reasons why the Bearcats have done it for the last few years, and that's Brandon Cool.
Well, and when we get closer to the game, it's going to be scary. Grand Isle is going to be a heavy favorite, I think, in this football game. The one thing that is in Kearney's favor is the ability that we have seen under Coach Cool and his staff. And Coach Tomlin, you know, has done a great job rebuilding Grand Isle. But when you look at Curtis Hudeberg and all this great backfield and returning, you know, these are the guys that like to run the ball at you. That means you need a line, and you need one to stop it. And I think you're going to see a lot of smash-mouth physical football out of Grand Island, especially in week one, and we'll have a chance to catch up with Jeff Tomlin again here in the next few days on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break, be back with more right after this on ESPN Radio.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Indian Head Golf Course, the only golf course in central Nebraska with the GPS yardage system, now brings you the Senior Golf Tournament, August 19th and 20th. Open to golfers 55 and up. Two rounds of golf, stroke play for $60. Food, coffee, and donuts will be provided, and prizes total nearly $6,000. Carts are optional, so call Indian Head Golf at 308-381-4653. That's 308-381-4653. Or go to IndianHeadGolf.com for more information.
Somewhere in an RV, a husband and wife settle in for a night's rest when he says,
"You know, I wish I would have taken this RV to Rich and Sons before we left."
"Why?"
"Because I just went to the bathroom.
What are you trying to tell me?
Not good.
You worked too hard for that vacation to have it interrupted by maintenance problems on your RV. Rich and Sons RV Headquarters for sales and service.
Don't have time?
The mobile ready-to-go service is also available. Log on to richsonsrv.com. Rich and Sons, South 281, Grand Island.
Mouth-watering, hot and juicy, freshly cut to perfection. T-bones, strips, and prime rib voted best in Grand Island. All at Texas T-Bone. For real men who think they can eat, there's the 4-pound challenge. If you can eat your meal in 75 minutes, it's free. Not only is Texas T-Bone the place for steaks, they put some great care into their burgers, chicken, and sandwiches. So bring the family to enjoy great food, great atmosphere, and steaks done right at Texas T-Bone Grand Island.
Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies continue through the day today with a slight chance of some storms developing late and then into tonight. Highs will stay around 86 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see an isolated chance for showers or storms and lows around 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You like this? Good feel? Doug was just dancing. That's why I wondered. I'm in
here. Here's a, you know, it's okay. It's okay, but it's been remade too many times lately. From Cars, though. From the Cars soundtrack. A little Rascal Flatts. Our Flatts, they're okay. They're okay. Life is a Highway original, the best.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. Derek chiming in here. Derek,
Tom
how's
Cochran.
It going?
Wasn't that the original? And Tom Cochran?
Sounds
I think,
right.
I think that's right.
Sounds right. How's it going, man?
Good. Everything's good.
Big concert next Tuesday in Grand Island. You going?
I don't think so.
No, Daddy?
I didn't realize there was a big concert.
Big concert, Heartland Event Center. Huge. Huge.
Cool. Can you tell me who it is?
Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Awesome. God.
Not actually Glenn, of course, but, you know, some big band sounds. Kicking butt next week, I see.
Cool. I got a big band is like horns and stuff.
I heard Chicago kicked ass Saturday. This would be pre-Chicago. This would be, you know, not the same type of music, but, you know, kind of the same sound only from the 30s and the 40s. And World War II type, you know, what you're used to hearing and seeing during movies of that era. And, you know, hey, if it makes me bigger geek that I like some of that, so be it. There you go.
Hey. It doesn't. I think.
Unfortunately, I'm busy next Tuesday. I'm a little bummed.
Like, you know, it's great. You appreciate music like that.
I was looking forward to getting a tux on and going. Kicking it.
Dressing up like everybody did in the old days. Just kind of.
That's right. One place you don't have to wear a tux?
Chicken coop.
Whether it's Grand Island or Kearney. You can if you want people, but you can come in your work clothes. You're welcome no matter what you've been doing during the day. And, of course, well, you know, if you smell funny, you probably won't have a lot of people sitting with you. But that's good. It's good because it is a huge place, both Kearney and Grand Island. Best place to watch sports in town, enjoy lunch, or a great evening special. They've got great food and drink specials every night, lunch special every day. If you just want one of their great pizzas or chicken wing flavors, you can do that. How about Daddy's favorite sandwich?
Chicken tender hoagie.
Yep, yep. Of course, they've got ribs, they've got steak, they've got hamburgers and cheeseburgers, everything you would possibly one, and of course great appetizers as well. Or if it's a warm day like today and you just want to do something light with one of their salads, Chicken Coop has it as well. The chicken salad, taco salad, Santa Fe crispy chicken, it's all right there. Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Doug, got to see quite a bit of the NFL football game last night, Monday Night Football, of course, Cincinnati Bengals and the Green Bay Packers. I did not know. Actually, Scott Van Pelt chimed in yesterday on his show that when Brett Favre made his start, it was against the Cincinnati Bengals. Just kind of coincidence that they hand the...
But that was a real football game.
Yes, that was a real football game. But nonetheless, it was against the Cincinnati Bengals. Aaron Rodgers, 9 of 15, comes in. I think the fans were fair to him. I think was treated pretty good. Then they interviewed the longtime... They interview the longtime season ticket holder, and he says, they say, how patient are these fans going to be with Aaron Rodgers? He goes, well, I think they'll be pretty patient. Give him two games. That was a great line. Another person that really stood out is Brandon Jackson. 6 rushes, 44 yards. His 22-yard run was the longest, and able to run over some people and showed some great escapability and broke some tackles and got down the field. So good for him and good to see him healthy.
Does he have a chance to overtake Ryan Grant?
You got to think what Ryan Grant did a year ago. I think 1,080 some yards and 8 touchdowns in 10 games or something like that. You got to think he's pretty solid at the starter.
Is that fair?
I don't think. You know,
Brandon Jackson, did he or did he not lose his spot due to injury?
There's no doubt about that. I think
Ryan Grant becomes a whiny baby wanting to hold out to get a new contract. I mean, you got to be looking at Brandon Jackson. You got to give the kid a shot.
Well, he'll get a shot. And I think, you know, it's great. You got to have that 1-2 pounding attack in the NFL because you start looking year in, year out, how many people go down with injuries, how many people miss games. Very few of them. You know, you look at Larry Johnson's career and people in Kansas City that have had unbelievable numbers, and the next year so many great things are expected out of them. They get two games in and they get a lingering, you know, ankle sprain or something. It does not work. You've got to have, you know, you need two-headed attack at least, and then maybe somebody waiting in the wings to drop a shoulder and knock somebody down as well.
Some Nebraska news, lots of Nebraska news, actually. And don't forget, Kansas defensive back Darryl Stuckey is going to join us in our next segment. Can he take over for Aqib Talib, and can Kansas be anywhere the same team they were last year. Gary Pepin, the all-time winningest track and field coach in Big 8, Big 12 conference history, will be inducted into the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Hall of Fame. He started as an assistant at the University of Kansas back in 1967. He'll enter his 29th year on the Nebraska campus.
29 years he's been there?
Gary, retire. Also tonight, for the first time, ESPN the Magazine's Academic All-American of the Year Awards will be announced live on television. ESPNU, Sarah Pavin, has a chance to win it back-to-back years for the University of Nebraska. She's going up against, oh boy, where do we start? You've got Candace Parker from Tennessee. This is men and women. There's a university division, and then there's a college division. Also up, you've got Adam Emenecker, the great men's basketball player from Drake, who brought them from nowhere to somewhere, and we all heard about how smart he was during that year. Buster Posey, great baseball player from Florida State, is also up for that. They've also got lacrosse, soccer, tennis is all represented. So that's tonight at 5:30 on ESPNU. Top candidates for the college division. Now, Sue Ackerman, I believe, won this award last year, and I think she's up for it again, if I'm not mistaken, and I very well could be. But Danny Woodhead, the two-time Harlan Hill Trophy winner from Shadron State, is also up for Academic All-American of the Year honors. I don't think people were quite aware that Danny was doing it on and off the field. I guess you just didn't pay quite as much attention. Wow, wouldn't that be something if Nebraska could go boom, boom, boom?
Well, a little trophy case expanding there. Buster Posey, that's a kind of a Buster Posey's a kid from Florida State that played all nine positions
baseball
in the baseball
player of the year.
Yeah, baseball player of the year, and did so many amazing things.
See, obviously 460 going to the College World Series. He was their starting catcher, was his place that he normally played. He also did some pitching.
You know, for him to do it off the field as well, that's remarkable, because you don't hear about him as well.
Now we turn to the sad news involving Nebraska. We start with basketball. Nebraska needs a big man, and they don't have one. This Tang Akol from Sudan, well, he was going to come to Nebraska. Then he was going to visit Nebraska. And then somebody from T. Boone Pickens' office called and said, hello, hello, Ting, Shang Ping, Ting. Next thing you know, he goes to Oklahoma State. Still going to visit Lincoln. No. 6'11" center confirmed yesterday he's joining the Cowboys basketball team. So that means Nebraska's 13-player scholarship roster for the upcoming season will likely include senior walk-on Paul Velander, and Nebraska is waiting to hear on the eligibility of freshman Chris Neiman, who's 6'10". The Huskers' tallest player right now, 6'9", Alex Chapman. Not going to get it done in the Big 12. And now, maybe a story that we overlooked a little bit yesterday, Daddy. I just, you know, I want to bring up something I know you want to discuss on the show today. That's right.
Nebraska wrestling.
Two words. No, not necessarily Nebraska wrestling, but individuals associated with Nebraska wrestling. And I know that you were able to pick up on this way before many of the wire services were. That apparently Husker wrestlers Paul Donahoe and Kenny Jordan have had their images published on a gay porn site. And let's face it. All right, we can have fun with it, and we are. But that's also a delicate subject. But I'm going to tell you what. If they have nothing to do with this, they are looking to kick somebody's ass. But if they, you know,
they've got something to do with it, they would have made a statement being pretty adamant about their
pretty touchy situation here, though. I mean, these kids aren't on campus right now. I mean, you wouldn't think they're not in school. It's not wrestling season.
Apparently, they're in California part of the time.
The owner of a website featuring gay pornography says the University of Nebraska Athletic Department has contacted him in an investigation into internet photographs that allegedly show two Cornhusker wrestlers naked or partially clothed. And I just want you to know, I'm so thankful that Derek doesn't know the website to go to immediately, which I have here in front of me, but I'm not going to say on the air.
No.
John Marsh of Los Angeles is the owner of this website. The pictures appear to show, separately, not in the same picture, Paul Donahoe and Kenny Jordan. Now, Mr. Marsh would not confirm their identity, citing his policy to protect models.
People that follow Nebraska wrestling already know this, but Donahoe is a senior from Davidson, Michigan. He won the Big 12 title at a hefty 125 pounds.
He was the national champ 2 years ago, right?
Placed third in the NCAA tournament. He won a national title actually a year ago.
Right.
And Jordan, a junior from Frankfort, Illinois, was fourth in the Big 12 this past season. So pretty successful careers going on.
Marsh says he's working with the school to maintain the athlete's eligibility. NCAA athletes are not allowed to use pictures of themselves for commercial purposes. There have been no contact through wire agencies or any of the press with either individual as of yet.
By the way, this John Marsh's website, $24.95 per month if you'd like to become a member. So,
how much did it cost when you first signed up?
No thanks. No thanks.
You.
Woohoo! Now, I mean, you don't know how... we don't know in particular, so it's tough to, we could make some funny things up.
Did somebody just copy and paste a picture, or are these supposed to be there?
Well,
if they're supposed to be there, are they provocative? Ugh.
Well, but then you get, I mean, not only, whatever website it's on, but you start making, I mean, if they're getting paid off of this, either, you know, there's obviously NCAA stipulations as far as how much money you can make, etc., that can jeopardize people's careers and obviously violations against the university as well.
Speaking of violations, I wouldn't think that if any of this is true. Well, I mean, even if it's not, they're hosed now, because if they get back on the mic, bad, bad news, no matter who they wrestle, where they're at. How do you continue? How do you possibly continue?
Who's going to want to wrestle these guys now? I mean,
I don't know how I'm going to continue.
Grow up. Hey. Grow up. Oh, I'm married. I'm mature. Grow up!
That's good.
Unbelievable. Hey, when we come back, let's get back to things we do care about, and that's Big 12 football. We will catch up with defensive back Daryl Stuckey from the Kansas Jayhawks right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Debbie Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
That's stamps.com.
This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion to people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me all over the television shows, on talk shows. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, where you can get like $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, or $30,000 to become a French chef, $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's money to travel overseas, train your employees, or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESCO, and you'll get my book and six-hour audio tape program for only two payments of $29.95 plus $7.50 postage and handling. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESCO or 1-877-275.
Your link to everything Hastings is hastingslink.com. Set your homepage to hastingslink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's hastingslink.com. Hastingslink.com. Your link to Hastings.
The folks at CPI ask all drivers to be alert when passing through school zones for all the area schools. During the summer months, motorists have forgotten about schools and buses, so we ask that you slow down and watch for children, especially around parked cars. From your friends at CPI in Hastings. It's back to school time now in Kearney, and Walmart wants to remind all students and motorists alike to be extremely alert for one another in and around school zones, crosswalks, and bus loading areas. Our students' safety to and from school is important. From Walmart in Kearney, save money, live better.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies continue through the day today with a slight chance of some storms developing late and then into tonight. Highs will stay around 86 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see an isolated chance for showers or storms with lows around 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Insurance question for you, Daddy. If you're on a golf course and you get smacked in the mouth by a drive, where's the liability lay?
Wow. I think you for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, unfortunate.
We hope our friend Dan's okay.
Yes, our plays every weekend. The one weekend he can't play, stops by to see how his boys are doing and gets drilled in the by a golf ball from 300 yards away from another team.
Good looking cat too, so that's too bad.
That's amazing accuracy though. I think I think Brett should be put on the tour. Yeah, that's amazing, unbelievable. Trapman's Tuesday trivia is coming up, but first we're going to catch up with Daryl Stuckey, great defensive back from the University of Kansas, and Big 12 report on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by the Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island, the premier pizzeria in Grand Island. They have two beer gardens, Kino, a fun place to hang out, or if you just want one of their great pizzas delivered to you, give them a call at 398-9283. Also brought to you by Island Pet Resort in Grand Island, the unsurpassed place for your pet and pet needs.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking Big 12 football, talking KU football with Daryl Stuckey as Kansas tries to do the magic once again here in 2008. And Daryl, I guess first question is this team still on a high from what you guys were able to accomplish last year?
I don't think we're no longer on that high anymore. We're kind of on that low now. We're trying to work back up to that high, and I think we realize that we have a lot to accomplish and a lot more to overexceed barriers we got to go by.
Daryl, talk a little bit about Todd Reese and what he brings to this team. You look at Todd, you think probably a damn good kicker. Who knows? But he certainly does not the prototypical quarterback, but he gets it done on the field.
Yeah, his size and his look can be very deceiving, but it's the tenacity and the relentless attitude that he has goes about him. He gets very fired up, and when he gets going, he goes. And it's one of those things, he never doubts anybody around him, and he puts faith in people around him, and he puts faith in the game. So he loves the game for what it is, and he takes it for what it's worth.
Confidence factor, him, everybody, has to be a little bit different this season than it was last season. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. I think it's a lot stronger, actually. It's one of those things to where we've seen and we tasted greatness, and we're trying to get back to there. So it's one of the things. We know what it takes to get there, and we're doing exactly what needs to be done to get there. So we'll see.
They're really taking Kansas football to places it's never been before. Last year's magical run, especially the bowl game win, a marquee win for Coach Mangino, rewarded with a new contract, a lot of money, a new facility for you, $32 million. Just a change since you've been to Kansas and what's happened while you've been there in the last 3-4 years.
Oh, man, I can say a lot of different things about that, because when I first came here and decided to go to Kansas, people were like, why are you going to KU to play football? And it was one of those things I said, because I said the coach that's there obviously knows what he's doing. They're moving in a four position, and it's one of those things to where we felt like that if I went there, I can grow and make my own footprints and grow with the program and see greatness while I'm there instead of going somewhere and that was great when before I got there, and now they're falling off while I'm there. And I felt like it was an opportunity to succeed with the program, and I feel like that has happened, and that made me happy.
Much has been made about the people you lost, Collins, Tlaib. I mean, the list goes on. McClinton, you know, a big running back, and McAnderson. Who's going to fill those holes for those guys that maybe people haven't heard of yet?
I think, one of them they already heard of, which is Kendrick Harper, which is going back behind Akeem was. But the thing about that, about James McClinton, he was a great person, and it's hard to ever replace him. But I think instead of trying to replace him with one person, we're going to replace him with two, which would be more younger guys, Richard Johnson, Jamal Green. It's one of those things where we're going to fill that void with young guys that has the tenacity and have the ability and the speed and the quickness and the strength to get there, but it's They'll probably be a lot faster, or if one of the things, but they won't have the experience or the will and the drive that he may have. But they're going to work hard, and they're going to get there just as fast. I think we're going to have a whole encore of D linemen going through there, actually working every play. So it's going to be good.
You know, Jeff Spikes is a guy that's a young guy. Just initial reaction when his name comes up.
Jeff Spikes. Oh man, he's very interesting. He's one of those guys that is just big. When you see him on site, you're just like, man, this guy's huge. But he's bigger than Anthony Collins was. So he's getting stronger, and he's working hard at weight room and in conditioning. So it's one of those things. It's going to be interesting to see how far he goes and how far he grows.
We're talking with Daryl Stuckey, the Kansas Jayhawks. A lot has been made by the media, mostly, of the schedule you guys have. Everybody says it's going to be tougher, and your Big 12 opponents might be a little bit tougher. Do you guys look at that?
Yeah, we do look at that. It helps us a lot not to be complacent with last year, seeing that we're facing different teams. So it's one of those things that we look at this schedule and we say it's a new challenge. It's something new we can go after, so we won't turn around and be like, oh, man, we got the same schedule we got last year. We're going to be good this year. We're fine. And then you go into a game and be like, oh, we beat them last year. It's fine. But now we got a new schedule, new set of challenges. It's a lot more we can go after.
Daryl, I got to be honest with you. My partner right here thinks you're going to win 3 games this year. Doesn't like Kansas at all. He thinks you're going to free fall. So if you need some motivation, use it from Doug Duda, Kearney, Nebraska.
You can punch me. I guess I'm one of those guys that says Kansas can't possibly be as good as last year. Prove me otherwise. Why can you be as good as you were last year?
Just because of the fact that we believe we can. And I think if we can get ourselves to believe that and we have the same people coming back, there's no reason why that can't happen. And it's one of the things at the same time that every talk show needs this. this yin yang needs this good and this bad, or is the person that's with it, the person against it. It's one of those things to where we feel like our team chemistry is that much stronger. And just like you guys feel like you guys' chemistry grows every year together, every time after every talk show you do together. We feel like after every practice, after every workout, every condition, we get that much stronger and that much more bonded to each other. There's no kind of controversy going on between us and our team. Everybody feels like they can hang out with anybody or help anybody. I mean, I can call a guy that I never hung out before on the team, really, and be like, hey, you want to do this? He'd be like, well, we might be doing this, but you can come along. And it's one of those things to where we feel like we can trust anybody on our team regardless of what happens, and we'll make it through it.
And Daryl, I guess last question for you before we let you get out of here is, when you win, you're going to probably even bring in more talented athletes. Are you already seeing some of these new young recruits, these freshmen coming in that are a step above maybe what Kansas has brought in, maybe even when your class came in?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see that we're getting a lot of more of those key recruits that we wanted to get. I mean, we're still losing a lot of recruits to a lot of teams that we even may have beat this year or had a better season than. But that happens, and a lot of that comes along with just the trust in the program. So that proves us right there that we have a long way to go to establish ourselves as a program that people of the nation can trust and see that, oh, they're going to be good next year.
And please never score 10 straight touchdowns on the Huskers again.
We'll see what we can do.
Daryl, thanks so much for the time. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
That is Daryl Stuckey, great defensive back of the University of Kansas. 10 touchdowns, Daddy.
I know.
In your lifetime, did you ever think?
No.
Kansas just kicked the crap out of Nebraska last year.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And when, you know, you thought they were... early in that game, you thought, well, Nebraska's, you know, it's kind of touchdown for touchdown there for a while.
And then Kaz said, whoa! Hey! Whoa, hey! Hey, as we said, it's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, your chance for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, right behind the big old steer waiting out front. Ready to greet you.
Is he sleeping, or is he...
Well, it depends what time of day it is.
Okay.
He's just making sure he ain't going out back. one thing he's never done is go out back for Kerry to, you know, say, a little closer.
No,
they've got the fresh steaks, fresh sausages right out of the smokehouse, anything you'd want. Folks, if you've never tried it, you're missing out, and here's your chance. $25 gift card. If you have not won Tuesday's trivia from Troutman's on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last 2 months, you're eligible. 1-888-455 ESPN. We were just talking with Daryl Stuckey of Kansas. He's going to be one of those guys that's going to have to take over.
We should take. Oh, Derek just took care of that.
Oh, he's going to have to be one of those guys that take over for Aqib Talib, who many people thought might have some trouble, and he is having trouble off the field in the pros. Who drafted Aqib Talib? Which National Football League team drafted Aqib Talib? 1-888-455 ESPN. We'll be back after this.
Sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop! 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 Stop!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Custer Public Power District asks everyone to be cautious when driving near schools. Motorists have had all summer to forget about school zones and buses, so stay alert. Custer Public Power District, located in Broken Bow, serving north central Nebraska, with area service centers in Callaway, Sargent, Stapleton, and Thedford. Air Midway knows flying is exciting, and we want everyone to have an enjoyable flight. But we want pilots to also remember that bad weather can erupt without warning. The most up-to-date weather information is critical for safe flying, so keep an eye on the sky. Air Midway in Kearney. We offer flight instruction and general aviation.
About to prove it's nearly impossible to get lost in a Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation. It not only detects when you miss a turn.
You have left the planned route. Do you need directions to get back on route?
It gets you back on track. Drive a Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, standard for the first year, and it's almost impossible to get lost. Drive a Camry or Accord and, well, it's impossible to get OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
Hey, Nebraska, are you ready to save some cash on auto service? Then get to Big O Tires now. For just $159, you'll get an oil change plus any two maintenance services of your choice. Transmission, radiator, fuel system, power steering and brake flushes, plus transfer case and differential services. Any two of your choice, plus an oil change for $159. So if you need vehicle maintenance, save your cash now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies continue through the day today with a slight chance of some storms developing late and then into tonight. Highs will stay around 86 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see an isolated chance for showers or storms and lows around 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again.
I have no idea what you're saying to me, but I'm going to punch you.
I said patriotism.
Thank my lucky stars.
That's nothing to do with the Olympics.
What?
Play the national anthem. Play the Olympic theme. Good God.
Have you heard the official Olympic song that they've come up with over in China for the games?
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks.
I've got it right here. Here we go. How's that? Is that better?
I'll take number 18. Hey, we do have a winner in our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Congratulations to
Pug from Kearney. He knew it. Buccaneers are who drafted Aqib Talib.
And according to the St. Petersburg Times, Buccaneer first-round corner Aqib Talib has gotten off to a rocky start with the team's brass. Before training camp, Talib was late to meetings, got into a shoving match with a teammate, and missed a team flight. Coach John Gruden indicated the team has fined the rookie, quote, heavily and repeatedly for violating rules.
Oh, no.
Again, that's a quote. Heavily and repeatedly for violating rules, end quote. Talib was a red flag type coming out of college, so this pattern represents a problem. Come on, Aqib. How you going to shut down T.O.? How you going to shut down Chad Johnson? Randy Moss? Bring them all on. Mo Purify. Hey, did Mo catch anything last night in the game? Yeah, I know you had the stats up.
I don't think I even saw him in there.
I don't think he did.
I'm going to check that out real quick.
Yeah, receiver from Syracuse late in the ball game trying to make the team.
I got back late and was trying to watch in the second half where I thought maybe he would be in, but that's not the case. Did you hang out last night and pick up Madden 09?
Did not pick up Madden 09, not really my gig, but Derek informs me he's fired up.
Oh, I'm a big Madden. I love Madden.
Do you
big
have Madden. It?
I don't have it yet, but I'm going to be picking it up this week.
Okay, I will expect a report by Monday, because I assume that this weekend that's what you're going to be doing, because you're busy tomorrow, I understand.
Yeah, pretty busy all the week, but this weekend.
Do you
own weekend,
an Xbox fishing game, by the way?
No, I don't. I don't have the 360 yet. I'm still on the old school PS2. See, I've got to upgrade to the 360.
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. Well, we're going to fly on out of here and bring more things. The Division II football poll has just come out, and all I've seen is UNO is number 7. Hope to have all of that for you on the upcoming sports. The Division II football poll is out.
Just happened to notice here, Virginia Tech, the first week of the season, a lot of people following them as they lead up to that game at Nebraska. Virginia Tech opens the season at East Carolina. They are a 10-point favorite, a 10-point favorite over East Carolina and the Pirates on the road. So a little bit of interest there.
I want to thank Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool and defensive back from Kansas, Darryl Stuckey, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, high school football talk continues with Bill Carlin of Adams Central, Bob Jansen, Huskerland Prep, and we'll talk Big 12 football with Ed Stewart, Daddy.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Director of Officials. We had some fun with Ed at Big 12 Media Days. Look forward to seeing you back with us tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.